Okay, we're gonna do continue Tenet. Okay, Tenet is what do you like? How do you like? It's a little bit boring. It's a little bit hard. It's a very hard topic. Yeah, topic. Make it harder. Yeah, if you need more debate, you have to ask more question. If you ask more question, if you share more idea, yeah, if you share your idea about our teaching, yeah. So here last week, we talk about general idea about the Middleway School, yeah, Middleway School, general idea about Middleway School, and we talk about source of Middleway School, yeah. So, do you have any idea, general idea about Middleway School? What is the Middleway School? What is the viewpoint of Middleway School? Yeah, away from
extremes of eternalism and non-existence.
Yeah, this is the main point, you know.
From nirvana.
Free from extreme eternalism and free from nihilism. What does it mean? Free from eternalism. Nothing at all, yeah. Yeah, I think that's the.
Not be too desirous of nirvana, nor too far towards emptiness, but to you have to mix it with the bodhicitta to keep you in the middle way. Is that right?
Yeah, it doesn't mean middle way doesn't mean like middle, you know. You not fall in extreme nihilism, extreme eternalism and nihilism. Middle of the extreme eternalism and nihilism. Yeah, it means really middle way school. Main point, main view of middle way school assert that all phenomena are non-truth existent. Non-truth existent. But what is different between middle way school and middle way, how do we say, autonomy? Autonomy, yeah? Autonomy and Parasanga consequence, yeah? Is, yeah, autonomy and consequence. Different between autonomy and consequence. Because autonomy assert all phenomena are non-truth. What's it? Non-truth exists, yeah? Yeah, ultimately non-truly existent. But all phenomena are nature existent. All, yeah, self-characteristic. Existent of self-characteristic.
Existent because of the avoidance of the four extremes, whereas for some guys is like is to reduce every other reasoning to an absurd conclusion and to say that any assertion of existence is in hand wrong. But Is there actually any kind of doctrinal difference between two schools besides the mode of reasoning?
Actually, they have lots of different, because it's really they have different between like consequences or autonomy. They have different between terms of natural existence and terms of characteristic phenomena. Yeah, when they say like, okay, per single consequence, they explain the natural existence. Natural existence means if they exist naturally, then something has to exist by independent, without relying on something. Yeah, here in autonomy, there's a natural existence or what we say, characteristic existence means like something exists your own side and also exists object of conceptual mind. Does it make sense? Yeah, because like consequence, they say like everything like imputed by conceptual mind. There's nothing exists. There's nothing exists rarely or merely by own side. Yeah? They say like true, yeah?
But they're wrong, right?
Huh?
That's wrong. It
yeah, because like per single consequence, they say like this table. Table doesn't exist by their own side. Table, existing table is
conventionally exists.
Yeah, conventionally.
With atoms.
No, no. Existing of table is by merely imputed by conceptual mind. Existing of table. It means table is just like imputed by conceptual mind. When you search table, you couldn't find. There's nothing exists by table side.
But if you have a clear mind, say a little baby looks, can still see it.
Yeah, but they can see it, but they couldn't find it. When you search table, part of this table, you couldn't find it. That's why per single consequence, they say like, okay, this table is just name. Just imputed by conceptual mind. It doesn't exist by own side, yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah, because why it doesn't exist by own side? Because you couldn't find table when you search. Can you find table when you search? Yeah, then when you search really, yeah, when you search table very thoroughly, yeah? Which part of table? When you search table, yeah? This up the table, leg is table, or bottom of table, which part is table? When you search table, yeah? You couldn't find. That's why per single consequence, they say like person, even person like us, human beings. Human beings just imputed by conceptual mind. Human being doesn't exist naturally, you know, doesn't exist, what do you say, characteristically. Why? Because you couldn't find person when you search. When you find person, how do you search for person? You have to search person from any of aggregates, yeah? Can you find person within your aggregates? You couldn't find it, yeah?
No.
But other school like autonomy, yeah, like sutra, they say person is imputed by conceptual mind and also exists on site either, like both, yeah. This is like. Yeah, characteristic on side.
By aggregate.
Yeah, but actually, I really don't know how to translate. In Tibetan, we say like nizu. Even you say like characteristic. Characteristic means nizu. Nizu means aggregate both. Aggregate both means this existing of table is object of conceptual mind and existing of on side.
Okay.
That what we say in Tibetan, Yizu. Both aggregate of both.
Yeah, both
gathering. What does both gather mean? Yeah, is this according to the concept imputed by conceptual mind, and is this on site? Yeah, object side. Yeah, both gather. This is really, they say like both gather. Only both gather, all other school, they assert both gather, except consequence. Both gather. Does it make sense? But in Tibetan, they use both gather, but I don't know how to say in English. Both gather. Both gather means? Is like example like table is yeah because consequence yeah consequence they assert only table is this by what is it table is object of conceptual mind but table doesn't exist by on site yeah. But autonomy say table is object of conceptual mind, but is this on site? Yeah? Because they said you can find table on site. Can you find table on site? According to the autonomy.
Table side, you mean?
Yeah, table side.
Well, it has no mind, so no, you can't.
Yeah, because you have to kind find a part of table, which one is table. But it's really difficult to. We have to wait. Anyway, so when your translator come, then we explain later, okay? So now here we say, you see page number 21, okay? 21, here we are talking about Midway School, yeah? Midway School. Actually, definition of Midway School, system of proponents of non-nature, yeah? I already explained non-nature, yeah? What does non-nature mean here? Yeah, non-nature. What does non-nature mean? Yeah, but really, if you think about like autonomy, they really assert naturally exist. And actually, naturally existent and characteristic existent, yeah? Those all are equivalent according to the autonomy. But here, non-nature refers to the truly existent, yeah? In Tibetan, we say, Ngoni Mepa Mao. Ngoni Mepa Mao means truly existent. There's a autonomy and consequence, both assert. All phenomena are truly existent. Truly existent. Yeah. Now here, truly existent. Definition of truly existent is different between autonomy and consequence. Yeah. According to the autonomy, non-truly existent is emptiness. Yeah. What do you think? Yeah, non-truly existent is. Okay. First, I really want to make sure, like, when we attain enlightenment or when we come out from samsara, yeah. Okay, I give you an idea, okay? I don't want to make you confused. Focus, okay? Be careful. When you come out from samsara, when we attain enlightenment, what should we need?
What do we need to
do? Okay, when we come out from samsara, what should we need to do?
When we want to come
Yeah, if we want to come out from Sara, what should we do? Like first stage.
Realize the reality of self non-existence.
Yeah.
Realize the reality of phenomenal non-existence.
Yeah, general idea, okay? If you really we want to come out from Sara, we have to realize actual selflessness of person, yeah? Selflessness of person, yeah? We mentioned that, yeah? If you understand selflessness of person, then how we come out from samsara? How?
Well, I understand that in the Hinayana tradition, you come out of nirvana, the samsara, by entering into nirvana, by actually realizing selflessness. In the Mahayana tradition...
Yeah, actually, selflessness, understanding of selflessness as a person will be antidote to grasp, self-grasping. Yeah? If understanding of selflessness is, once we have understanding of selflessness, understanding of selflessness as a person, S, reduce our grasping, self-grasping. Yeah? If we don't understand, realize selflessness as a person, it's very difficult to reduce self-grasping. Yeah? Self-grasping is root of ignorance, yeah? Yeah? Once we don't reduce root of ignorances, then we cannot come out from samsara. Yeah. But anger, pride, jealous, do we reduce by understanding of self-grasping? Do we understanding of selflessness as a person?
Yeah.
I don't understand, sorry.
With these qualities you mean, the anger, pride? And
yeah. How do we reduce our anger and pride? By what?
Practice, compassion. Selfless compassion.
How is it reduced, you say?
Yeah, how do we reduce, like... If we say like root of ignorance is self-grasping, yeah? We reduce by understanding of selflessness as a person, yeah? Then like when we reduce our anger, pride, jealous, how do we reduce?
Through emptiness. Realizing the emptiness.
Even if you don't understand selflessness as a person, even if you don't understand the emptiness, we can reduce or pride and jealous or something by confess. Confession, yeah. Confession, yeah. It's really a confession, but self-grasping is only reduced by understanding of selflessness as a person. Does it make sense? Yes, when you understand, realize self-grasping, yeah? How do we understand self-grasping, selflessness as a person? How do we understand? Okay, now I have to... I give you an idea. How do we understand selflessness as a person?
Well, in the Hinayana tradition, we do the pointed meditation and the analyzed meditation to experience.
No, this we just like talking, you know, is a first method. How do we understand selflessness as a person? What kind of method we have understand of selflessness as a person?
The origination, the dependent origination.
Because you have to like, what do you say, default, yeah. Default means mistaken, yeah. It's, you have to see fault from samsara. What is it?
When you try to understand the self-existent person, you have to see that the self-grasping, the object perceived by the self-grasping, does not exist. Right?
Yeah.
So you have to see the object.
Yeah, we have to see, like, because... if you really want to understand selflessness as a person, we have to see disadvantage of samsara, disadvantage of exist in samsara. Once you see disadvantage of exists in samsara, then you see cause of, you will see suffering of samsara, yeah? Painful of samsara. Then you see like cause of samsara. Once you see cause of samsara, what do you see? Self-grasping. Then you analyze object of self-grasping. Once you analyze object of self-grasping, then you understand that there is nothing exists according to self-grasping apprehend. Then you understand the selflessness of a person. Then first understanding of selflessness of a person improving step by step, and then you get like a path of sin. When you get path of sin, then it will start to be antidote to the self-grasping. Actually, self-grasping has two, yeah? Intellectual self-grasping and innate self-grasping. Yeah, actually, in tennis, okay, if you really want to understand, first tennis, in tennis, you have to idea all tennis. Pat is learning tennis, yeah? What is the method to learn tennis? What's the method?
Study.
Yeah, why we study tennis? We study tennis method to come out from samsara, yeah? Yeah?
Yes.
Attain enlightenment, yeah? Once you want to come out from samsara, according to all tennis, once you want to attain enlightenment, according to all tennis, we have to know selflessness as a person and selflessness as a phenomena, according to all tennis. Yeah? Then we'll get idea how we come out from samsara. Okay, then, we already learned like vaibhashika. I really mentioned a lot vaibhashika according to measure. Vaibhashika. Vaibhashika doesn't assert selflessness as a phenomena, yeah? It doesn't assert, yeah? Vaibhashika doesn't assert selflessness as a phenomena, yeah? Why? Yeah, actually they don't think it's the root of samsara. Actually, selflessness is a phenomena. It refers to the emptiness. Yeah? Selflessness is a phenomena and emptiness equivalent. I mentioned that, yeah? Then Vaibhashika and Sutra are Hinayana, yeah? Hinayana, yeah? Hinayana doesn't assert emptiness. Doesn't assert selflessness is a phenomena, yeah? Why doesn't assert emptiness? Emptiness for what? Emptiness is for what? Emptiness is for method to attain enlightenment. When once you understand emptiness, it will help you to attain enlightenment. Hinayana doesn't assert attain enlightenment. Hinayana, once they accomplish a heart, there's nothing further. That's it. Yeah? Tennis who assert emptiness, it means they assert attain enlightenment. Hinayana doesn't assert enlightenment, yeah? Only assert a heart. Yeah? That's why they don't assert emptiness, or they don't assert selflessness as a phenomena, yeah? Okay, now you think of Vaibhashika and Sutra. They assert selflessness as a person, yeah? They don't assert selflessness as a phenomena, but they assert selflessness as a person, yeah? Selflessness as a person has two, yeah? Two types of selflessness as a person. Yeah, subtle and gross, yeah? Which one is subtle, which one is gross? Yeah, none impermanent and none single and none part independent. Yeah? Which one is subtle? Non-selflessness of non-existent of self, sufficient, substantially existent. Everybody loves you. I think it doesn't work, Daniel. Yeah.
All they talk about is self person. And to them there is a two kinds of self-love as a person. The first is the growth level and the subtle level. The growth level, what they say is self-love as a person, no single permanent and autonomous self. And that's the growth level. And the subtle level is in this aggregate, you cannot find truly existent, not depending on others, the I. So that's the subtle level. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, you guys do discuss, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, selflessness a person. But anyway, I make it clear, if you really want to, in tennis, all tennis, you have to know selflessness a person and selflessness a phenomena. Then what is the opposite of selflessness a person and selflessness a phenomena? Yeah? Yeah, also we have to understand self-grasping of phenomena and self-grasping of person. Then you check how self-grasping grasp the self-person. How self-grasping phenomena grasp the self-phenomena. This all for the analyze emptiness, okay? Because we say like meditate or analyze meditation, two types of meditation, yeah? Single-pointed meditation, then there's no analyze, then how are you going to meditate? That's why we have to find method to analyze, yeah? Yeah, if we really don't have any method to analyze, how are you going to meditate, analyze the meditation? It's like a person who doesn't have money to do business, yeah? If you want to do business, you have to have money. You have to have budget. If you don't have money, how are you going to do business? Same, if you have really want to do meditation, seriously, you have to have method from according to the, all those teachings. Yeah, even you study like Kama Lashila teaching, like kind of three stages. Talking about all emptiness, viewpoint, bodhicitta. Kama Lashila went to Tibet, yeah? Kama Lashila went to Tibet and he flourished the view of emptiness in Tibet. They're all talking about emptiness, yeah? There is nothing Buddhist beyond from method and wisdom. Yeah. There's not any Buddhism, okay? Beyond from method and wisdom. So, actually this is all difficult for all of us. Yeah, that's why you have to find method, and if there's any practice beyond of a method and wisdom, then we can do easy way, you know. Okay, so here, okay, autonomy, okay. Autonomy, now I go back here, middle school. Okay, now you're clear, yeah? Non-nature. Non-nature means non-truly existent. Non-truly existent, yeah?
Non-nature.
Yeah, non-nature means non-truly existent. Okay? Now, non-truly existent means, now we give example, like this table. This table, yeah? Non-truly existent, yeah? This table, according to the autonomy, okay? How this table is non-truly existent? Actually, his idea, autonomy idea, according to his idea, his perception, yeah, aspect, this table is non-truly existent. It means this table is cannot be existent without imputed by conceptual mind. Yeah, usually this is definition non-truly existent, because in Tibetan they have definition non-truly existent, okay? Truly existent. If there is truly existent, how should be exist? How should exist truly? No. If there is truly exist, how should exist truly? Yeah, then the in Tibetan definition very long. Lo numila na yo angi jaba maiba yu rangi tumu maiba dulungu natuba. We just say very briefly here. I try to explain very easy way, you know. In Tibetan, lo numila na yo angi jaba maiba yu rangi tumu maiba dulungu natuba. This is the definition of truly existent. Yeah, autonomous, yeah. Yeah, this they do debate. Yeah, between Chandrakirti and Sangye Lidenji. Lidenji Buddha Balita. What is it? Baba Vika. Yeah, Baba Vika, yeah, they do debate, yeah. So here actually if you really summarize, truly existing means this table is, according to autonomy, okay, this table is non-truly existent. Yeah?
It's not there.
Yeah, non-truly existent is, autonomy said, this table cannot be existent without imputed by conceptual mind. It means existing of table is by, imputed by conceptual mind and also It is by own side. Both together. Nima is not there, yeah? Yeah, too easy stand. Okay, what do you think? Table is not too easy stand. Why?
Not by term, it's not. But by its molecules and its atoms, it's there.
Yeah, but not too easy stand. Why? Why not too easy stand?
It's just terms.
This, they say, like, just term is the, according to the consequence. Consequence is just terms. Is nothing easy by own side, just term, just imputed by conceptual mind. That what consequence say. Autonomy say table cannot be easy without imputing, yeah, imputed by conceptual mind.
So if none of us are here looking at the table, it doesn't exist, is what they're saying?
Huh?
If none of us are in the room conceiving of the table with our mind, that it doesn't exist?
Yeah. There's nothing easy without imputed by conceptual mind.
It's just a terms. It's only words.
Yeah, it's only words. What do you mean?
Unless we perceive the table there. If we're not in the room and nobody perceives the table, it's still there conventionally. It's there from its own structure, but it doesn't know. It's not conscious of it. There's no consciousness of it. But it's still there.
Yeah, but still there. But table is still there without... Actually, it's kind of like debatable, you know? Even table is there, it's already object of conceptual mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, already conceptual mind, object, yeah?
Yeah.
If table cannot be object of conceptual mind, then people who produce table, yeah? Then they don't have idea. People who produce table... They cannot make table without idea. That means table is already object of conceptual mind.
Yeah.
Since exist. Do you think like table can be exist without object of conceptual mind? First we think this. Why?
Because it's imputed nature.
How? Like just, first you give me like is like kind of table cannot exist without object of conceptual mind, yeah? How?
Table cannot exist unless somebody makes a table.
Yeah, because the table cannot exist without somebody making table. Before making table they have to have idea about making table. That means table already object of conceptual mind. Yeah? That's why autonomy said there is nothing exists without imputed by conceptual mind. Hmm? It means like object of conceptual mind doesn't mean like person, person's conceptual mind, even animal. Even some other creatures, yeah, can be object of other creatures' conceptual mind. Hello. Okay. Yeah, Nima has a computer problem. So, okay, we go about. According to book, okay, we go. Yeah. So, okay, now definition, okay. Definition here, autonomy. definition of autonomy, you can see here, proponent of non-nature is a person propounding great vehicle tennis who does not assert true, established, even conventionally.
Even
conventionally.
They're saying there's no substance to it there unless it's perceived by mind.
Yeah, here say like true established, okay? True established, what does it mean, true established? They don't assert true established means they don't assert true, truly existent.
They're saying it's not there. That's what it means to me, those words. A person propounding great vehicle tenets who does not assert
true established.
Establishment.
Yeah, that's why there's a
truly established.
Yeah, there is nothing there without. There is nothing without imputed by conceptual mind. There is nothing existent without imputed by conceptual mind. Does it make sense?
Yes, from the standpoint of overall mind.
Yeah. It means really, yeah, there's nothing easy. Okay, main point is, there's nothing exists without imputed by conceptual mind. It's the main point, okay? Then, autonomy has two, yeah? Two types of autonomy. There's like, in Tibetan, we say, Dode Chivi Oma Ranjoba, Nenjo Chivi Oma Ranjoba. Autonomy is Sautrantika autonomy, and yeah, they have two types there. Okay, two types of middle way, consequence and autonomy. Now, autonomy has two, yeah? Autonomy. What is the definition of autonomy? Autonomy, a proponent of middle way, who, by way of accepting autonomy reason, does not assert true established even conventionally. Yeah, here main point, way of accepting autonomy reason, yeah? Autonomy reason, yeah? Autonomy reason. Autonomy reason means, okay, here, you know, according to the autonomy, what is different between autonomy and consequence? Autonomy assert autonomy reason. Autonomy reason means characteristic, reason of characteristic phenomena. With the characteristic phenomena, yeah? Okay, reason of naturally existent. Reason of characteristic phenomena. It means reason of characteristic phenomena means all phenomena are characteristic phenomena. Nimala. Okay, then the
just connected to the phone because the computer again. My ninja.
Those are she in the ratram there, been you there.
Come here, you in the end.
Grinjos, Anne, Nimala, Tarandi Tangas, the new Ranjiba, that's Ranjiba.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, autonomous goal of Swatantika Makemaka.
Okay, Damu. Now everybody listen very be carefully please. So okay, tata ranje balaya rangi tsini tuba ranje tuba rangon tuba chiba res.
So the for the mathematical swatantika characteristic the self characterized and then rangi tsini tuba. Naturally existence and exists by way of their own sight, exists by virtue of their own sight, rangoni rangi sengi itoba, rangoni itoba. Ine rangi sengi itoba rwa.
Tanda dodon rwa kar course lodi sambale, ko rangi sengi itoba, rangi sengi itoba, rangi sengi itoba, jiba kenle de kar lodi sambale, chio tamji niso ne itoba res. Niso.
If you go through the actual you know, definition of those self-characterized phenomena and phenomena that exist by virtue of their own sight and so forth, and you find that different definitions. And however, according to the Madhyamaka, Svatantika, they believe, they assert all of them as a as inclusive, and all of them as a synonymous. So, but why they are, you know, accepting all of this is because Madhyamaka Svatantikas, when they believe actual existence of phenomena, they believe their existence of phenomena is a dual existence. In other words, it is imputed by the conception and as well as existence from their own side, the object's own side, the object side as well. So there are the combination of both subjective that actually imputes the phenomena and also the phenomena that exist by their own side as well. So there are you know, combination of those two makes the actual existence of the phenomena. So the difference between the Madhyamaka Prasangika and Madhyamaka Svatantika is here. Now, Madhyamaka Svatantika, the actual existence of phenomena are a combination of both imputed by conception and as well as the object exists by virtue of their own sight. And then, but whereas Madhyamaka Prasangika, they do not accept even a fraction of existence of the object by virtue of their own sight. Everything that exists is by imputed by the conceptions. It's imputed, completely imputed by conceptions. There's no such phenomena that exist by their own sight.
Penandi Josu the Bejabaina, Josu the Bejabaina, Josu the Bejabaina, Ranji Begi, or Josu the Nisong in the Tubaris, Josu the Kotobegi Pataba Nanji Korang in the Tuduas, Tobe Pataba the Korang in the Tuba Nigaridus, Tenjua Karlo Lodu Zambale, Josu de Ko. Ranshi tumu do, rangi do tumu do. Josu de korang tobegi pataba ma do korang gune tumu do. Korang gune tuba ina josu de zeni korang gune niye gure korang gune niye mundo haslor.
So the Madhyamaka Svatantika, it says, the table in front of me, the table, the existence of the table, is both a combination of the existence by its own side and as well as the imputation of the conceptions, as an imputation from the subjective side. So therefore, it is both, it is a combination of both the sides here. You know, it requires both the sides to make the table to establish the actual existence of the table, right? So therefore, its existence of the table is actually accepted by both subjective, imputed by the subjective side and as well as the existent by the objective side as well. So whereas Madhyamaka Prasangika, the table, the very table, the existence of the table is mere imputed by our conceptions, imputed by subjective mind. Because if the table exists by virtue of their own sight, or if a table characteristically exists, and then when you investigate, when you actually analyze the table, you know, and the table, after the final analysis, the table should be found the existence of the table should be found within the table. However, it's not so. So therefore, Madhyamaka Prasangika accepts that table, the very existence of the table, is really imputed by the subjective mind or the subjective sight. Mucha kandes.
Ode abrezo ani tatangi kunila ya tenjiba da ranjiba nila chono son tamba ina kar keba yersel de sambal ni ka gi demba matu bandoba chibar demba matu bandoba chibar re de ina demba matu base de kunila thara yorda tenji ola chawa da ranjiba la ra ba chawor.
So now both of this the schools of thoughts rejects the truly existence. It rejects, both of them rejects true existence of phenomena. However, when it comes to the subtlety, there is a difference. You know, the lack of true existence accepted by the Madhyamaka Suvatantika is said to be the gross level of phenomena, a gross level of existence of the phenomena, and the lack of true existence accepted by the Madhyamaka Prasangika is a subtle level of existence of phenomena.
Okay. It's clear.
Rinpoche, can, on the middle way, can Swatantika, can table keep be directly perceived by a direct perceiver? A direct perceiver does not involve imputation, right?
According to the person consequence, direct perceiver, conceptual mind can be direct perceiver. Conceptual is different a little bit. It will come later. Direct perceiver, is according to like other school, direct perceiver and conceptual mind, totally different, yeah? But
why we always confused.
Yeah. Now you get clear, yeah? Truly existent, yeah? Truly, Demba Tuba said the Charan Sada Sibu Chasubis.
So, is the true existence of phenomena, the truly existence, does it, makes clear to you all now? Is it clear? We talked about the truly existence. If there is a truly existence, how it should be.
Chidan Yi Wune Tanegi Tar Ndoba Yina, Masogi Demba Tuba Yuba Yina, Kandej Yugur Sulu Dizambalea.
If there is a truly existent phenomena, then how it should be? This is the question. So then, if there is a truly existence of phenomena, then the phenomena must not be actually imputed by the correct perception. In other words, the lunumi is a faultless subjective. Faultless subjective. It is not if something that is not imputed by the faultless subjective, but rather the phenomena must exist uncommonly by its own sight. In other words, the subjective just exists by its own sight without any imputation of the faultless, faultless subjective mind.
Tobegi Majaba, you corang on the tuba yo maris loba inza and demba miss lord on the Ranjibe.
So why does Madhyamaka Suvatantika said that there's no such true existence of phenomena is because without depending upon the imputation of the conceptions, there's no such such phenomena that exist.
Oh the chira. Odje, that name of Ranju Badlaya, Nasugida, Dilaya, Uma Badlaya, Uma Ranju Bada Tenju and Yi, she is on. That Ranju Bada Tenju and Yi.
So now you know that in the Madhyamaka, there are two divisions, right? One is Madhyamaka Svatantika and one is Madhyamaka Prasangika.
Oje, ta dini nama ta yawad mambu jide chorans di nalo la ya. There are lots of division you can see here, yeah? I think so. We don't have really division. Ani ta rangji begi tini de definition. Tanda ra ud kar lo de sambale ya. Dengo thani te ya mundu rangji jida shi ji bas. Tu kala so ko demba tuva keleng mare. Ina ko kar keleng lo de sambale ya. Tenju wada mando kar keleng lo de sambale ya. Rangju jida shi ji gres. Rangju jida lo de sambale ya. Namju kars na ngazu reasons rangju jida lo de sambale rangshin ji tubi ji ani jisen jisen yanda ani rangon ni tubi jisen yanda rangi tsini ji tubi jisen yanda oduko ken le gres
na so so the shua tang ni di peje de ji ken ma da xiong yu tsini ye wa chi tang wo ding ye tang ye tang ye de ya mi de be ti jing ju de ma ka za de wa
la so
da ro wa lu shi
la so
ni la so ne ti che de ne oh so now let's go through the definition of the Madhyamaka Svatantika. The definition of the Madhyamaka Svatantika or the autonomous is a proponent of the middle way who, by way of accepting autonomous reasons, does not assert true existence even conventionally. So even conventionally. So now, what is mean by accepting autonomous reason? Autonomous reason is here the reasonings of, they're not accepting the reasonings by way of accepting the autonomous reason is, accepting the autonomous reason here refers to the reason of existence of the self-character or self-characteristic existence. In other words, the self-characterizing sinyi dupa, self-characterized existence. And by virtue of existing by their own side. And those existence are actually accepted by the Madhyamaka Svatantika. So therefore, no reasoning of rejecting the self-characterized phenomena and as well as the phenomena that is exist by virtue of their own sight.
That's it. Angi rangje da sleyaj do. Tan di nalu du bara.
That's all.
Rangje da sik de undang do kande yungres. Rangje da se thani de kande no leres.
So what is meant by the way of accepting autonomous reasons and how this autonomous reason actually coming into being?
To undang do kare urs lo du sambale ya ye kon du shiba na ji gi ma zu gi sanje chang de nga ne da jin go bi riba kan de urs kar sa da le ches lo du sambale chang jin ba du zu gi shuru chang jin ba du zu gi samme gi ma zu da da di chang ma shi ke me leng gi du zu gi da le ches lo do ji zo ani ji ba bo kun chu da ani ji zo o du zu gi che gi leng gi jo ra Tuzula ya ko dale chie se de pena nyugo tuzu sama saban tuzu sama dale chie gres korang ngune chie gres jiji jen la mate ko korang ngune chie gres chizo wang ki chie gres tuban go undu samba le sanje chang ki tuban go da da chen dong yin tuzula ga pa jo ni ani sanje chang jin de nga ne da chen go bi riba kan de ngu res sanje chang jin de nga ne da chen go bi riba te la ya ani li de gi chen jur ta li de gi chen jur ne Jundi and Sanjay Chan and Jugumari said the next Zuba Mujilid. Ta Jundi Sanjay Chan and Munjubaina, leading the Sanjay Chan to Zuba Tsun to Carlos Lodzambale, leading Jigging Egg, Dachin Guegi, and in Egg, Taku, the Carson Lodzambale, Jile Chio, Rangi Tiny to be Jile Chios, Logis.
That's all.
Rangi Tiny to be Jile Chios, Lodzambale, and in Ranji Ta said the Ninjin Tani Labour. Zuba Tsun is the Tani Labour is.
Ledinji sangi kya kaku kya ro wakanda
gaba jyo ja ne thane ta chu dela ledinji gi ani jile chese de rangi tsini tu bi jile chese
ne sei de ke le ke So why does, you know, the autonomous, I mean, the how the reason, you know, by way of, you know, autonomous reason is coming into being, is because it is it's coming into being because of the negation of the non-Buddhist thoughts, schools of thoughts in ancient India, because by the Buddha Palita. So here, in some, you know, ancient Indian, you know, schools of thought, the religious schools of thoughts, they accept that, they also accept the principle generality, the principle generality. In other words, everything that actually, you know, coming into being is actually coming into being by their own sight. There is no separate causes and conditions. For instance, the sprout actually generated by sprout's own sight. Sprout, it doesn't requires the separate entity or the separate condition or the causes that makes the sprout coming into being. So therefore, in order to negate this, Buddha Palita has a lot of reasonings of Buddha Palita established a reasonings of rejecting the things that actually, you know, coming into being by their own side, not depending upon other factors, not depending upon other causes and conditions. So then when the Buddha Palita you know, establish those reasonings, and then that very reasoning is then again, you know, argued by the Baba Viveka. Baba Viveka said, my, you know, reasoning of not being things that actually generated by their own side is they are because everything that coming into being is from its own causes and conditions. It requires a separate causes and conditions. But the causes and conditions are self-characteristic causes and conditions. So therefore, Baba Viveka is rejecting again cause that is lack of self-characterized phenomena. Because the Buddha Palita's point of view is completely rejecting self-characterized phenomena. Whereas the Baba Viveka's point of view is that the very cause and that conditions and as well as the result of this cause are all exist by self-characteristically existence. So this is the reason why there is a arisal of this reasonings, you know, the accepting of autonomous reasonings are coming into being. That is the same language.
Yeah, do you understand? It's hard, yeah? Confused. I make you more confused. Then,
just in terms of terminology, can you clarify what you mean by self categorize? A characterized existence. Terminology.
Yeah. Then a self characters let us say, rangi tini tu balo do.
No. The karre sa
ko. Ko ki the terminology dun desi jorji. Rangi tini tu bas let us say, mal tenda koro son tamba in rangi tini tu bas let us say, mal korang gune tu ban doji.
So the self characterized phenomena, it should be understood in terms of phenomena that exist by virtue of its own sight.
Yeah.
That what is meant by self-characterized.
Yeah. Ta rangji bala son ta de zamba la tobi yud tuba na korang ne tuba ni ga insa ni so zlo da.
So for the Madhyamaka Svadantika's point of view, things that exist, the phenomena that exist by its own sight, but not only from its own sight, but also it's imputed by the subject of thought, you know, that's imputed by the thought side as well. So they are the combination of both its own side and then imputations.
그 가르스나 다다 군이래 손을 땅땅 뛰는 말이 safe characters 래도 그런 건데 줄래지도 런지바다 텐지원이기 런지베기 도비 유도 잡아다 그런 건데 주바르스로도 정말에 그런 건데 쟤는 예지여 봐지 캐시그라 도비 따바나지 그런 쟤는 예지여 봐지 텐지와기 그런 건데 마두스로도 정말에 그런 건데 주바이나 뜸이기 정원지 스강라 마태와 그런 건데 상자지 주고 말로지 그런 건데 주바스로도 정말에 도배기 파타바다 스칸라야 마트여바 라왕드 투바지 코랑은의 투바슬로드 쌈발에 코랑은의 코랑은의 스칸라 마트여바 코랑랑은의 다가라 스투디여바지 뛰미 라왕드오지 드네진 대시 코선당 텐지오이
Yes sir. So now when it comes to the self-characterized phenomena is the interpretation of the self-characterized phenomena is a different between there's a difference between this explanation of self-characterized phenomena between Madhyamaka Parsangika and Madhyamaka Svatantika. The Madhyamaka Svatantikas, why when it comes to the self-characterized phenomena, is why they are accepting the self-characterized phenomena is because everything's an event. Can be found after the final analysis, after the scrutiny, you know, critical scrutiny, the phenomena can be found. Whereas Madhyamaka Parsangika, their way of, if self-characterized phenomena is, if there is a phenomena that self, you know, exist by self-characteristically exist, then that phenomena should be exist without depending upon any other factors. So there's, so therefore, Madhyamaka Parsangika completely rejects, the phenomena, the existence of the phenomena as, well, as without depending upon other factors.
Self-characteristic, yeah? It is hard because we're talking about emptiness, you know? That's of course. Things are okay.
Thank you. The thousands and you may soon better machine. I did love you much on that.
The love you on your
mother. Oh, soon, maybe all that. The net is in just so many. I'll change us.
That's all. Yeah.
Why can't they figure that out?
I told you because first you have to have idea about truly existing, naturally existing, and self-characteristic phenomena. You have idea about this, different terms, yeah, different idea about, yeah.
Can we have an example?
If you have idea about this, yeah.
Can we have an example of the one that exists?
I want to give you an example like truly existent, yeah? Like give a table, yeah?
But what about the tree where the table came from?
Huh?
The tree.
Huh?
Where the wood came from, where the table.
Wood came from? It come from seed. This is talking about cause and condition.
Tree, yes.
Yeah, come from cause and condition, yeah? What do you mean?
Yes.
First, you think about truly existent, yeah? 나서 가서 너무 전화기 텐저와다 란지바니기 군이 쩌산다오디 따온다오디 냄바 투다 마두 세기 틱 된다라 너무 가서 고안이 구두스.
So now here, what is more important for us to focus right now is to really to understand how things really whether the things exist things as the true existence or not. You know, both the standpoint of Madhyamaka Svatantika and Madhyamaka Parsangika.
Karsana Madhyamaka Karlapena chosen of the truly existent Maris, non truly Karsana, chosen the Karsana, Tobe Mataba chosen the Tuayo Maris. Tinza called Tubaina, Yoshinchelaya, Tobe Tabada, Yukorang in the Tuba, Nika Gudus, Niso Gudus, Lord.
So why the Madhyamaka Parsangika is saying that the table is it's lack of true existence. Table is not true existence, right? Why it is saying? Because the table is not existent existed only by its own side, but rather table also labeled by its conceptions or the imputed by conceptions. So therefore, if the table is truly existence, then table must exist by virtue of its own side only, the mere by virtue of its own side, without any imputation of thoughts, thoughts and conceptions. So therefore, the mathematical prasangika's way of accepting how things really exist is exist by its own side as well as imputation of its conceptions.
Ta tenju agi garsan demba matu vaslo du sambale tobi gi yud tu ba da yu khorang ne tu ba ni ga me ba insa demba matu slo da pe na chu zu no de pe ja ba na pe na chu zu de demba matu ba re garsan chu zu kora tobi yud tu ba re ma do khorang ne tsa ni tu yo ma re
so
ni na ni so de matu ba insa demba matu ba
So now, in brief, the mathematical prasangikas, why the mathematical prasangikas, the mathematical prasangikas standpoint of not truly existence, okay? Things that exist, things lack of true existence. It's because the mathematical prasangikas standpoint here is if the things has true existence, it should exist by its own side, right? Its own side. By its own side. Without depending upon any other factors of a subjective mind. So what is here the mathematical prasangika is saying is now everything that exists is completely imputed by the conceptions or the thoughts. There's no such things that exist even a fraction from its own side. There's no such at all. So therefore, everything that exists is by imputation of conceptions.
Okay. Simon, you?
A question about autonomous terminology, right?
So here we're talking about by its own side or self-characteristic. Is that different to inherently existent within this context?
Yeah.
Is it equally or a little bit different?
According to autonomy, characteristic phenomena and natural existence equivalent, same.
Same at inherently existent.
Natural existent and characteristic phenomena is the same. Usually if you say like in Prajnamita book, it's very clear. If you want me bring book, I can show you because you think I don't approve. Yeah, because in there's a Rangjin Tuba, Rangjin Tuba, actually in a Pajana Paramita chapter 1, Rang Tsin Tuba, Rangsin Tuba, Rangan Tuba, the Tunji, in the Kop Tambu Nalolaya, Rang Tsin Tuba, Rangsin Tuba, Rangan Tuba, Tunji's Lager, Rangjubala.
The first, if you look at the first chapter of Abhisama Alamkara, all those self-characteristic, inherent existence and things that exist by virtue of their own sides are all same. There's no difference.
Kanda tenda rangshin chuba rang singi chuba zhe tenda do do no chena to bi da ba da khorang ngon ne tu la ja ra khorang ngon ne tu ri la ja ra o tu da ra da son da da kanda.
So when it comes to the self characteristic, the existence of self-characterized phenomena and the inherent phenomena are, according to this particular school, the things that exist by its own side or things that exist self-characterized, and then this should be understood in terms of not depending upon any imputation of thoughts and conceptions. So now Madhyamaka Svatantika's acceptance of phenomena are not only by the conception but also the things that exist by its own sides.
What does it mean? Is this by own side? What does it mean? According to the autonomy, what does it mean? Is this by on-site? already mentioned a few times, yeah?
But it need to be imputed by the conceptual.
No, is this by on-site? What does it mean?
You said two conditions, right?
Yeah, is this by on-site means you can, when you search, you can find by on-site. It means is this by on-site.
With a subjective mind.
Yeah, then consequence interpreter. Like, is this by on-site means without rely on, independent. It will, if something is this by on-site, then it will become independent.
So now that the understanding of the self-characterized phenomena is completely different between the Madhyamaka Prasangika and the Madhyamaka Svatantika, which is important to bear in your mind. Here, because now when the Madhyamaka Svatantika says things exist by its own sight and as well as imputed by conceptions, so there's a combination of it exists by its own side and as well as the imputation of these conceptions. So now, why they accept this? Why they are saying that things that exist by its own side? It's because just as it's imputed by its own, just the phenomena, the particular phenomena that is imputed by conceptions, if you probe, further investigations, you will able to find that particular object or the phenomena is findable. So it can be found based on how it is actually imputed by the conceptions. So therefore, they accept things that is not only imputed by the imputed by the conception, but also it exists by its own side.
Independent self existence rawang wa ra
rawang de la
demi rawang
demi rawang de de
demi rawang de kuni ni ga de both reject ina ya rang chi ni duba ken lena ken jo ga lo slo de zang ba le self characteristic rang chi ni duba da rang chi duba rang duba ken lena ba ina demi rawang ji ken lena gu du lo da ga da
so the Madhyamaka Prasangika says that of course both of them rejects things that exist depending upon it, things that exists without depending on the other factor. Okay. Now here, what the Madhyamaka Prasangika says here is, if things exist by its own side, if things exist, if things has a self-characteristic, if things exist self-characteristically, then it should exist by its own side without depending upon any other factor.
Yeah, because consequence, he think about like this, okay, self, nature. He think about self, nature is like kind of independent. It's kind of nature means, what do we say, inherently nature is even, nature. Is nature means something come out from naturally. Self means, okay, it's come out from by self. Yeah, he think independent, self, nature. Yeah. But autonomy think, okay, self, nature means on-site, find from on-site when you search. But you think about this, huh? It's not same, no same. You. Tata karas lo du zamba le rang chi ni tu rang xin se le ji do chi ko rang le rang rang se de son ta ma inga rang ji ve gi rang chi ni tu rang xin se lo du zamba le ko rang ngone rang se lo du zamba le ko rang ja ko rang ngone duba korang ne tsene nye je ba che ten je wa ge rang chi duba rang je lo de zong ba le ma ji rang wa de duba do chi de mi rang wa do chi song tang re
so self characteristic existence of the self characteristic between the two schools of thoughts now the Madhyamaka Svatantika when they says that self characteristic shi wa tang ge no lu du da mi che kan jian ge song da
ten jo age gar rang ge me rang chi ni du ba rang chi du ba rang du ba slo du zang ba le to bi yu du ba khorang ge ne du slo du zang ba le ya khorang ge ne zen ne ji yo ba ji khorang ge ne
zen ne ji
da ten jo age khorang ge ne du ma re slo du khorang ge ne du slo du zang ba le khorang ge ne ji de me ge rang wang
de me rang ne
khorang ge ne su rang jiao du ba du ji
so now Madhyamaka Prasank or Madhyamaka Svatantikas because their way of asserting the self-characteristic phenomena is because if we were to investigate carefully and the phenomena that you are actually investigating is could be found. The existence of phenomena could be found. So that is why they accept the the phenomena that has a self-characteristic. So then, when it comes to the Madhyamaka Prasangika, then their interpretation of the self-characteristic phenomena, if there is such phenomena that exists self-characteristically, then it should exist without depending upon other factor. However, there's no such phenomena exist. No. This is by the Madhyamaka Prasangika side, okay?
Nothing exists independently, inherently. The
question is, one is saying it can be found, and the other one is saying that you critically analyzed.
Yeah, you couldn't find, yeah?
You couldn't find. Yeah.
It's very, very, very different. It would be very.
Cousin,
if I show you, you're mad at you, ra. Oma Rangjibe, the tower, the cousin, Demba, two, the Madu, say the Oma Rangjibe, this year, the Zambale, Tenjo, all the charm, right? The cousin of the Zambale, Tien in Yeji, me body. Digon, like, quote, Tube, addition, Tien in Yeji, Oma, slow the Zambale, Tando is. So, you have a time in a June, the Yabu, you love by in a Hansa, Chiba Chimbo is.
So now here, you know, the one that accepts things that could be found after the final analysis, whereas other things that cannot be found, it cannot be found after the final analysis. But if you and then also when you go through the the interpretation of self-characterized phenomena between the two. If it's just mere, looking at certain terminology and certain, elucidations will not really convince you to see an actual difference between the two. But if you really carefully study the Madhyamaka's, the literature or Madhyamaka's texts, carefully investigate, then you will be able to find there's a vast difference between the two. The way of accepting how things really are.
And consequence school, that's for sure. But before that, I think Nima was saying, and maybe the translation, maybe my English is not that good, is we say both school has different definition of self-characteristic phenomena, right?
Different
definition, but I don't see any difference in the definition. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, definition,
okay?
Karsana, pena rangje bala chono definition rang chini tu bas lo du zamba le ta de se ni nyeji yo ba de rang chini tu ba re tenji wala definition rang chini ma tu ba de ta de se ni nyeji me ba de re da
tenji So definition between the two is from the for the mathematical Svatantika, if things that you know investigate further, you'll be able to find you'll be able to find that actual existence of a phenomena. Whereas the mathematical Prasangika, there's a if things if you were to analyze the things carefully after the final analysis, the things that cannot be found.
Okay.
So those are the two differences.
Those are the difference between the two schools. But then do they have different definition of self-characteristic phenomena? That is the question. They basically sounds like they have the same definition. What is a self-characteristic? Autonomous school is saying that self-characteristic means that if you go through critical analysis, you can find, okay? That's the autonomous school's definition of self-characteristics. And the consequent school, Prasangika, is also saying the same thing.
It cannot be found.
But for the self-characteristics, they cannot find be found. That's why there's no self-characteristics.
Yeah.
But what is the difference between...
Well, one accepts self-characteristic, existence of self-characteristic, and other is rejecting the existence of self-characteristic.
Okay.
That's the difference.
But let's come back to
no,
one
no, your
step.
Question, yeah, clear, yeah.
Okay,
Karsana Jozla, the Karsana Kunila, Takanda, Rangi Tsinyi Tufi, Defini Jabana, Chiba Jagudus.
Chiba Jagudus, on, did it,
yeah. Yeah, Tasi Jabana.
Oh, more dirija, Rumiche.
Oh, dirija. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Kalsana, yeah. Tenju wala ya rangi tsini tuba yona, tada tsis ni nyeji yogudus.
Nyeji yogudus.
Kesi rangi tsini tuba yona, tada tsis ni nyeji yogudus. Takara re de. Yo ba yona, tada tsis ni nyeji yogudus. Kesi rangi tsini tuba yona, rangi wala rangi tsini tuba yona, tada tsis ni nyeji yobaje. Tenju lula rangi tsini tuba yona, That is the new Yogu, the Inaya, that is the new Yogu.
You
are
married. That is wrong. The difference between the two is now accepting the self-categorized phenomena, the existence of the self-categorized phenomena. But when it comes to the actual meaning of these two, you know, both of them accept that if the self, if there is a phenomena that has self-characteristic, then it should be found after the final analysis.
Okay.
So this is a common to both of them.
Okay.
Okay.
So the definition.
Let me finish. Let me talk.
So then there's no different definition.
But definition
between the two of the term of the self-characteristic.
So
now here again the difference between the two here. Now look at here. When it comes to the mathematical Svatantikas, when it says that things that are imputed by the conceptions, dobeta, things that is imputed by the conceptions, both of them, both of the school, right, both the schools, Matemaka Prasangika and Matemaka Svatantika, accept that things that is imputed by the conceptions. Mm-hmm. Then here, again, when it comes to the conceptions, there is a subtlety. When it comes to the conceptions, there's a different way of understanding the conceptions. We need to know that as well.
Inza ta kanda dobe gi jadang le ajur a kuni le dobe gi jadang le ta ta dang arang sa ta ga sa ta ni zang zui de ris. Yon da de ma song da ba ina ngazu term kang le kun da bun da wu yin ba ina pe na demba tu bi tu si le kuni term chi ba ris. Demba tu ba ina de ne ji tu wu sa term chi ba ri de. In a two chick turned out, see, really kind of sun down to somebody, try to chip a mumble egress.
So right now we are only engaging in the terminology. We're having our investigation based on terminology, not really probing into the actual meaning of it. But if you really go through the meaning one by one and investigate and then contemplate carefully, then you will see a vast difference between the two.
According to the autonomy, kolu papa de rangji begi tangtang de go kar che ris
so
ti kan lo son dang ba ina ani kuni rang ti ni tv gi definition ji ba yin ba ina ya kuni gong ban de dang da yu mi das
rangji be ta tang de sha go ra kolu papa de
ha
na so so now for instance I will you know I want to share with you this why the mathematical swatantika is accepting the second turning of the wheel of dharma is said to be interpreted. Why? Although kandai ni che gar song ba dang ji che song
la
gar che song kuni ni ta madam ka sa de
kuni la ko gar song ra ji be gi tian ji wa gi du song ba de chang dang de ge gar ris
o odi ti che be no chang dang de wa de gar ris ro wa ti konzo de wa ye be ri mi che de
jo yo
So this is a question to all of you by Rinpoche by saying that why you think the Madhyamaka Swatantika is accepting the second turning of the wheel of the Dharma is interpreted.
Chidang yi karsan na kolu tambu len dode shishin tambu papa san da kanda shishin gin doja ra shishin gin doja ra shishin gin doge nang lo le chidang shira nipun da wu yin na ngara son tamba yin na dagar na ko rangjiwa tenji nika la ko changdeng dagar na
So if you were able to really follow the Pajaparamita teachings, particularly the Pajaparamita teachings of the Heart Sutra, that if you look at the Heart Sutra, no nose, no eyes, you know, no tongue and so forth, no nose, no eyes and so forth are interpreted in a different way by those two schools. Then if you are able to understand the different interpretation of these two schools, then you'll be able to understand the difference between these two in terms of in accepting a self-characterized phenomena and so forth.
This is your homework, it's okay. I'm not going to explain you.
So, can I have a question?
Okay.
Maybe it's coming later. I think we're still in the definition, right?
Yeah, still definition.
But,
yeah, I didn't finish
yeah,
the
yeah,
definition.
Yeah, yeah, maybe it's coming later. But,
yeah.
But because we're talking about accepting cell characteristics or by its own side. So the autonomous, what do they say about selflessness as a phenomena? How do they assert that?
Yeah, selflessness is a phenomena, yeah? Autonomy, yeah?
Autonomy,
they say, like, selflessness of phenomena is all phenomena, like, phenomena, all phenomena, like table, yeah? Table. That kind of kansa the chuni nalo laya, kansa the chuni nalo laya, chugi ting the demo madua laya, or to kind of go chuji damis loda.
Autonomous schools, the way of accepting the, you know, selfness as a phenomena is. A lack of true existence of phenomena is selflessness of phenomena.
Inaya kanda ngaso ki kansa ki dami sila jora ngaso juta kumi ki jaya jora otun daun dori da kansa dami il chara ni jaya zwa.
No. So then when it comes to the in the selfless as a person, then there are two levels. One is the subtle level of the selflessness of a person, and then the gross level of selflessness of a person.
Okay. here, 当我是天津拿落来，当我是开车去开的时候，怎么嘞？We really don't have to according to the tenets, okay? 那时候开的时候，他刚才等到我的，然后就把这天气往你来，困你来呀，忙着堵到叔叔来，可是这般的我的，可是把这个这点这般的开了一下子，都叫上他过过，他刚才。
So the main thing that we need to understand is, the disagreement between the two.Two schools, such as Madhyamaka Svatantika and Madhyamaka Prasangika. What is the, you know, basis of their argument? What is the basis of their debate? That is one thing that we need to understand.
That's all.
So we need to understand that each and every, each of those, schools of thought, they have their own way of accepting how things really are, and they have their own views of looking at things, and so forth. So we need to understand, and we need to know how to differentiate their views, their acceptance of phenomena, and so forth.
哦，对的，他刚才让几位听你的嘞，让几个大学就没几个，连我谈你的呀，门都不是老总。
让几位大学去写吧，是吧？
嗯，让几大学去写吧，连我谈你的呀，
连我听你的没得弄。
嗯。
So now, definition is a proponent of the middle way, who by way of accepting autonomous reasons does not assert true existence even conventionally, right?
Okay, now autonomy reasons are 카르다
So what is meant by autonomous reason? Accepting autonomous reason. What is autonomous reason?
Autonomous reason, 저런 것 간단히 쓰는 단어입니다.
How do you really think in terms of autonomous?
When you analyze and look for, you can the final analysis of the objects there.
Okay, then.Everybody have idea? Yeah, you can share everybody. Autonomy. In the Rajesh Dashi, autonomy said, then this seed, the original autonomy is Lodumado. Kanda Munetanegi Becha Nalole, Rangi Tiniji to be ta, Rangi to be ta, Rangoni to be ta, Slavurda. The Rangi Tiniji to be ta, Rangi to be ta, Rangoni to be ta, de, Karsana, Tianjuagi.开冷门的，让几把嘛都开冷门的。
So, here we see accepting autonomous reason. So, the autonomous reason, the autonomous reason, reasons here really refers to the self characteristic, the reasoning of self characteristic, reasoning of self characteristic, reasoning of things that exist by its own, by virtue of its own side.The reasoning of inherent existence and so forth. So those are the reasonings. What is meant by reasons here, right? You know, what is meant by the autonomous reasons? Those are the autonomous reasons because they accept the existence of all of this. However, in Madhyamaka Prasangika, do not accept those reasons because they reject the existence of the self-characteristic phenomena.
In the Raju Jita, I said, I'm not going to die, Lazo.
The actual, the way of, having.The definition in the definition that accepting autonomous reason, how this accepting autonomous reason is coming into being in this particular, definition is because, we talked about earlier when the Madhyamaka, when the Buddha Palita, reasons of rejecting the general principle, the general principle, and the things that actually generate by its own side without depending upon other, you know, causes and conditions. So it is because of his rejections on that rejections and then reasonings of rejection of those, then this particular, you know, definition of accepting autonomous reason coming into being.
所以他讲到这种就是大，两个贪念没得是修不起来说。So
now accepting autonomous reason become a little clear, right? And then does not assert true existence even conventionally.
他讲就是大，可是讲是这样子。So
what is accepting? What is autonomous reason now?
Everybody know reason, yeah? Reason. Now you say autonomous reason. Give me example. Autonomous reason. 他告诉卡尔森的 reason 什么 autonomy is reason yeah, because autonomy according to the autonomy school assert all reasons are natural existent yeah, characteristic existent. But give me example like autonomy reason. Autonomy reason. What do you think autonomy reason?
Existence from its own side.
Yeah. What do you think? Everybody give some example.
So existing for your own side, you have to be looking for.
No, autonomy reason means it's like, 我做卡尔森呢, 变得多年以后吧, 두바이나, 我做大概是多年以后是定马了. It's not enough. Say it's not enough. We say emptiness. Is this emptiness? Yeah, you have to have reason. How is this emptiness? Yeah. Your reason of is emptiness is the autonomy reason. Yeah, now here we're talking about according to the autonomy. Non-truly existent of phenomena or emptiness, yeah? Yeah? So now you give reason how is this emptiness according to the autonomy. If somebody don't accept, okay, I'm not going to accept this emptiness. I don't believe emptiness. Then you have to give me reason. No, how are you going to talk with people, you know? I say, okay, I don't believe emptiness. Okay, you say you have to give them reason. You have to give them proof. Yeah? How is this emptiness really make them sense, yeah?
So if someone who does not accept emptiness, and how can you, you know, establish emptiness to them?
Well, then look for your name. Where is your name? Where is it?
Yeah, then, yeah, this is good. Yeah, you can see it, yeah.
So when we talk about establishing emptiness, you know, we should not, it is not you know, sufficient mere accepting emptiness. We need to have a perfect reasoning, right? Reasonings that actually establish emptiness. Just like when someone says there is a fire on the peak, on top of the peak, and then because there is such a far distance that you will not be able to, you know, you'll not be able to establish being a fire on that particular peak, because you have to have certain reasonings on that particular on the top of that peak there is a fire because there is a smoke, so you have reasoning that's smoke is given as a reason to establish fire on that particular peak on top of that particular peak.
You have to make inference, yeah? Yeah? Does it make sense? You have to infer. Make inference, okay. Behind the mountain, there is fire because smoke is coming out. There's smoke. There's not fire without, there's no smoke without fire, yeah? Same, then how are you going to talk about emptiness? Give reason, make inference. You know, emptiness on this table. When this table is not truly existent because table is dependent origination. Now, how does it make sense? Okay, table is not truly existent because dependent origination, yeah? How does it make sense? Dependent origination. Yeah, it's like not on side, yeah? Yeah, because it's the New Good Church, Denba made it 10 days, Mishi Lorda. Piano is in Yes, Lorda.
The sprout, let's take an example of sprout. Sprout has no true existence. Sprout is not truly existence because it is dependently designated or dependent originations. For example, the reflection in the mirror.
Yeah, if you know something, you can share them, Joyce. If you have something, idea about the reason or about the emptiness, you share them, people, you know. Because sometimes we don't have enough to talk in English. And so, when you could demo do it. The reason of Karajala, what are you going to give example? Autonomy reason. Some give me example. Yeah, this is all like autonomy. The other reason, like about emptiness, we give like how do you give like reason of existent emptiness according to the autonomy. Yeah, I mentioned that, yeah, self-characteristic reason, yeah? It's clear, yeah? I already mentioned that what does self-characteristic mean? Or definition, I give you, yeah? Maybe two times, three times. So even I give you example, like table is self-characteristic according to the autonomy, yeah? How table is self-characteristic? Because table is imputed by conceptual mind and is its own side. I give you example, yeah? That's why, according to the autonomy, all phenomena are self-characteristic. That's why even reason is self-characteristic. Yeah, autonomy reason means reason of self-characteristic, reason of natural existence, reason of inherent existence.
Oh
yeah, Nimala Vija, that the Nendo is a Nimala, that is the Nendo
Jani.
Yeah, Nimala, Tuchi.
Lost for him.
I see him as if in the Nyod in this year.
Come in the room.
Who is the Nyod?
Because Shun gets him a toy more walk on.
Oh, because Shun do Jim, I get you
alone. Oh, the tea. You are alone.
Penyod.
Oh, no. Lost for
him. She shall send you charge at that.
No, Connor, she's a kind of comment. I never see a colleague calls me up.
Then you might have a
我跟你说，那现在工资给不到钱，当时天天给钱才得了喂。俺那俺有工人的大学。哎，就俺那是认得人。就说大学的，他不给的，不给的，就来弄大学嘛。那认得人嘛，就但他不认得工资呗。当时他不工资呗，搞个啥呢？他这新人做咱年没年少的，没做做的，工作人叫人家干那，从这那工作员去，他俺那说把忙不起个，工资他缺，讲的也不是不巧的多，白白弄的。哦。那不晓得。
嗯，那不晓得，嗯。这他电价电价的那有几码的？电价电啥有嘞？
啊，也得有，那我也得。
电价电啥都是电的工具是俺用的。我那用的。我那用的。
那是那啥东西？他给三米下给他的。
俺得下来电价都没得工具是。
那是那是东西。
那工资就几讲没得工具，两百。
对对。
多了呀，但两百来弄两百讲没得，咱们干咱们过了就几百几多？
那是那是那是。
嗯，当时办法都是那。 怕就不一当，他俺是他送单的，我是他妈弟弟写给他。老人对，哦，他妈弟弟是他说是都拿不到解决了。老人去了。行不行？哦。那是那是。那是你们了。哈哈哈，那是那是。关键是，哦。那是那是那是。那是你们了，对起。那是那是。那是你们了，对起哦。那是哦，好那是。OK，弟弟。
哦，刚知道越过越近，刚的边当的我马的就越的，就是在往的边家子。这边是的，把的电就给往的，你得到喇嘛上进出去的，这话即将嘛的。对，咱老哥们儿就讲究咱就人不急，马急把那几句就叫我娘把灭吧。 过年光头别活了就，多年大娃人不接，马鸡巴拿起起起，叫我娘把。